Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Greetings, listener dear, I'm Tom.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, I enjoyed that, Tom. A little stretch halfway through. Sometimes you've got to stretch, haven't you, before you say greetings, listener dear?
Absolutely right. Here we go. We're in. A house meeting.
Yes, welcome to the house meeting. It's a yoga-themed house meeting. That's why Tom was stretching. So you've got to get yourself limbered up. Do you think anyone does listen to this while they're doing yoga? It doesn't have a very meditative quality, our voices. No. Anyone, if you do, get in touch, you know, pappysflatshare@gmail.com.
I'd settle for the gym. I'd settle for somebody listening to us in the gym as well, because I wouldn't be able to do that either.
That's got to happen. Yeah, I listen to podcasts in the gym all the time. I may actually have even listened to an episode of one of our podcasts while we're in the gym.
Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
To spur me on to greater heights.
If you are in the gym, keep going. You're looking good.
Do you know what? Keep going. Exactly. That's not a bad thing, actually. Do you reckon we could do a podcast that was just us encouraging people to keep running?
Hey,
go on.
Lift that up.
Lift that up. Yeah, lift that other leg up. Now lift the other leg up. You're running. Unless you had like 8 legs. In which case you've fallen over.
You've just made them run out of the gym.
Are you a spider? Get in touch. Faster.
A quick plug. If you enjoy this kind of stuff, then our Flatshare lockdown episodes, we've done over 70 episodes, so you should definitely check it out. It's over on our Patreon. You get, in fact, all told, you get over 100 episodes of bonus content the day you join. It's $5 or above, patreon.com/pappysflatshare. There really is some really great stuff there, and we stand by it. We heartily recommend it.
Yes.
Get yourself over there today.
We simply must stand by it. We don't have a choice.
That's true, yes. Yeah. I mean, we do have a choice, because we could say, actually, that wasn't that great. But it is great, and I stand by it. I'm not entirely sure why Parry's trying to talk himself out of cash at quite a crucial time for you, Parry. I'm not going to use that as a reason for people to sign up. If they want to, fair enough.
Yes, absolutely right. All right, then. Well, enjoy the episode, and we'll see you on the other side.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Pirates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pirates have done pretty well for themselves, haven't they? Because they're rotters, but they managed to get away with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it depends what kind of pirates you're talking about here. Because, you know, in recent times, the sort of modern pirates, people like them a bit less.
That modern pirates.
But
though.
In terms of... like.
Sorry.
But then
sorry,
in Clarkie. Terms of... In
Clarkie, what was
fuck
that?
Modern pirates. I've been saying it for years, actually. Fuck those guys.
You've been saying it before they were modern pirates.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been saying fuck pirates.
Are they besmirching the bad name of pirates for you?
Well, that's it. You want a bit of classic pirate, don't you? With the U and the R and the parrot on the shoulder and the pirate on the shoulder. You know those pirates with smaller pirates? am I thinking of pirates or Russian dolls? Which one is it?
Well, neither. Russian dolls aren't on each other's shoulders. You might be thinking of totem poles. Is that what you're thinking of? Totem pirates?
Could be.
There's something in the fact that pirates have done a lot better than highwaymen. I think I always preferred highwaymen. But they just don't get about as much, do they?
You're not getting any.
Do you think
Halloween costumes of highwaymen, are you?
No, you don't get talk like a highwayman day.
But do you think that's because there's only really one famous highwayman?
But
there's only one I can think of, Dick Turpin.
I'm going to say something
unless
controversial.
You're going to call
him. It feels as well like there's only one famous pirate. And there's lots of different names. Don't get me wrong. We know there's like
there's one.
Pirate. Firstly,
no. Hang on. Hear me out. This is going to be a good. Okay. This is going to be a good point, actually. Like some of my best points. I've just said something that I didn't think was true, and already my brain has formulated a way for me to argue this through as a good point.
Great. Okay. Here we go. There is only one famous pirate.
By
Thomas
Perry.
If you will.
Okay. I'm talking about the trope. Because if I said to you, talk me through. No, hang on. Don't shake your head.
No, no,
this is going to be good.
I'm shaking my head, mate.
The only famous pirate is someone who talks like that, who has a fucking parrot on his shoulder. Has a parrot on his shoulder and a wooden leg and a cutlass. And I bet you any money if I said to someone, draw a pirate, there's an innate knowledge of what a pirate looks like. And it's the pirate in the same way that it's the highwayman. Like there's only like Dick Turpin looks
like
this.
It's almost like they've got a bit of a uniform.
But that's not the way pirates work. You didn't get a fucking pirate uniform like Bluebeard and Captain Kidd or whatever. Like surely, yes, they've got different names. But
it's my favourite, Captain Kidd.
And they looked different and they were different.
But no one knows the difference.
They had a variety of accoutrements. Sure, I'll give you that.
But it's all been melded into one pirate now. Really?
What about Captain Hook's men? Captain Hook's a famous pirate. He doesn't look like the other pirates. He doesn't look like Bluebeard. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if someone said to me, "What's the difference between Bluebeard and Captain Hook?" Then you're I'm struggling.
Because what you've said is total and utter copper-bottomed bollocks. There is not only one famous pirate. Also, it doesn't matter what they look
What's
like.
What's the difference between Hook
the names,
and Bluebeard other the than fa- the things in their names?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Also,
what
about the actual
argue?
Pirates who lived? What? All right, Captain Jack Sparrow doesn't look like Bluebeard either.
But he's a fictional pirate, isn't he?
And Long John Silver isn't a fictional pirate? This is madness.
Your argument is crumbling. They're all
Your argument's got fewer legs than Long John Silver.
They're all versions of the same pirate, that's what I'm saying. Did they all come from the same place?
No, they all do the same job.
So why do they all
job.
Talk the same then?
They're all pirates.
They all come from the same place, the sea.
We have one version of a pirate with one little amendment. This one's got a beard. This one's got a hook. This one's got a leg missing. And it's like, yeah, but they're basically all the same character. When people say talk like a pirate, they all talk the same way.
You could say the same of human beings.
But I'm saying, they all have the same accent, don't they?
No. Hook, Captain Jack Sparrow, Bluebeard, all speak in three distinct and different ways. They don't all go, "Arr, me hearties." That's three different pirates, all speaking differently, all dressing differently,
right,
all being different things.
I've been rumbled. Now, look, I'm gonna level with you.
You have been rumbled. I can't believe you're getting to this stage of the argument and going, "Oh, now I've been rumbled." You're rumbled from second one. You rumbled yourself.
My argument
saying it.
Was based on the belief that they all said, "Yeah, my hearties," and I think they still do.
No.
Case closed.
I don't think.
Apology accepted.
Not closing this. We're not accepting it. I'm sorry.
Well, the point still stands.
How?
On one leg. The point still stands on one leg that there is a very strong stereotype of a pirate based on, I think, one pirate.
Surely. And surely that one pirate like,
I'm saying, where's the pirates?
Is it like
with
the person
like,
at school
know,
that's like trying really hard to be kind of unique, so they just keep adding different elements to their look. You've got the keys, the
accessories.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, oh, I've got a wooden leg, and you'd be like, wow, that's pretty big. And then next week it's like, what's that? You got a parrot now. And the next thing it's like, yeah, is that beard blue? Hold on, where's
is
this
hook
come from?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there must have been, there must have been pirates.
What is going on with you, mate?
There must have been pirates that were just, like, in dressed in blue or, like, whatever it was, and just, like, you know, oh, yeah, I'm just wearing, like, a nice T-shirt and some slacks.
Well,
I'm a pirate.
So he was called... called Blue Suit as opposed to Blue Beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue Suit the Pirate. He's dressed like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears at the VMAs in 2001.
Double denim is a hell of a pirate.
You know, like smart casual.
Double denim the pirate.
Oh, you'd be Captain Smart Casual. But they, and also, they're not all from the West Country or whatever accent we give. Why do we give all the pirates?
Oh, like, there is a reason for that, isn't there? I can't remember it, though.
What, is it that there's only one pirate? Oh, well, apology accepted. You know, have you ever seen a Scottish pirate? There must have been them.
I mean, presumably
have you ever seen a
Sean
Viking?
Connery's played
a
pirate.
Vikings are kind of their own thing, though, aren't they?
Yeah, let's not muddy the waters with Vikings.
Again, you could say Vikings all look kind of similar.
But that's different, though, isn't it? Because they all come from the same place. There's not a pirate country. That's where I'm getting at. There's not like pirate town. Like in all the fucking films and stuff, there is like a pirate town where it's like, that's where the pirates live. They went to pirate school.
I don't think you've seen any pirate films.
But like Vikings, they all live in the same town. They all
stay
the same way.
All live in the same town.
I'm saying there must have been a pirate from Swindon who was like smart casual, all business, quite boring. And it's like, look, there's this cartoon image out there of pirates. Whereas actually, I'm just my pirate name is John, not Long John, just John, the pirate,
just John the pirate.
I'm just John the pirate.
Just John the pirate, and I'm wearing slacks. Is that your?
Yeah,
chinos on.
I'll tell you what. Right, yeah, there probably was that guy, but you know what? No one's writing about him.
Well, things have changed because three guys are podcasting.
No, now we're arguing that there are even more types of pirates.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No. You can't change your argument halfway through and argue there's one type of pirate there's loads of pirates.
Yeah, AB, and you'll never take me alive. But to get back to my original point. There's only.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, I'm looking to reboot Highwaymen. I think they need more press. They need better PR.
Right.
Right. Okay. So the most famous Highwayman I can think of is Dick Turpin. Are you going to say there were other, like there was a selection of other Highwaymen that need to, you know, that needs to be promoted
Adam
to the world.
Gave
that...
it a big old go, didn't he? He wrote a big old song
Simply,
about it.
He did, yeah. He was the Dandy Highwayman, of course.
So I feel like, yeah, I think he gave it a heave-ho. He probably had the same thought as Tom and was like, do you know what? I'm going to do a whole song about him and hopefully get him back into the public sphere. So maybe that's what you need.
There was a period in the 80s.
Presumably in around 1983, yeah.
There is a period in the 80s where everyone dressed as Highwaymen. Is that right? That was kind of what he did.
I don't know. Was he like a man? Was he like manufactured? Adam.
What, Dick Turpin?
I don't think so, Adam and the Ants. I don't. I'm not sure. I don't know much about Adam and the Ants.
Are you? He was a famous highwayman.
Well, that's what he said in his song, isn't it? He was a famous highwayman. So, okay, what is it about the highwayman that appeals to you? Is it the fact that they rob rich people? Oh, Clarky's gone.
Has Clarky gone off to research Adamant?
I mean, either that or he's being robbed. I knew he should never have recorded this in a carriage.
Imagine if he clicked back on to the record and he had his mouth bound and he was tied to some train tracks.
What? That's not what the highwayman did. You've got no. Here's the thing. You've got to first. In order to promote the highwayman, you've got to understand the highwayman. We've lost Clarky again. He dipped back in for a second, and he's gone again. Do you know what does a highwayman do, Parry? Explain
Crosby,
it to me now.
Can I just tell you that was one of my favourite sentences you've ever said to me? In all earnestness, to promote the highwayman, you've got to understand the highwayman. That's like a. It's like
I'm trying
a line
to help you out here.
It's like a line from a film.
Yeah, quite a weird film about a PR company that decides to promote highwaymen.
Dick Turpin's.
I would say that if you're going to be a criminal, right? If you're going to be a criminal, I would say promotion is not really what you need. What you need is people not knowing you're around.
Okay, we've arrived.
Sure, you can be feared by reputation.
What did I miss?
What you've missed is an absolute brainwave coming down the pipe here, guys.
It's not one of yours, right, is
so
it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. So, Crosby's talking about a PR company for bad mythical legends. So it would be like...
Okay. No, I'm not. No, Tom, I actually wasn't talking about that. No. So I don't know why you've got me talking about a PR company for bad mythical legends.
That's the pitch.
Highwaymen are not bad mythical legends.
There's Dick Turpin.
There was such a thing as highwaymen.
Yeah, but like you think the like what you do is you it's like an Avengers assemble.
Tom, can I stop you a second? Very can I stop you for a second? In the same way that you said, if you said draw a pirate, right, and someone would draw their sort of typical idea of what a pirate is, the stereotypical pirate, right?
If I said to
you draw a mythical legend and you drew me Dick Turpin, I would hand it back to you and say, I was expecting a Gorgon here. I was expecting a Pegasus. There's no way
that's
Dick
not
Turpin.
Going on the fridge, Tom.
Dick Turpin wasn't
how to train your
he
outlaw.
Wasn't half highwayman, half eagle. He was just a man in a mask.
Well, of course he was. He's
this
got those talents to
insane.
Pick people off the train track.
Hang on, though. This is good PR. This is good spitballing. What if we start saying he's half eagle? That's how Robin, you know, think about Robin Hood. But, you know, you've got to give him a thing.
No. Here's the thing about Robin Hood. No one ever thought he was half eagle.
That's what's underneath the hood.
That's why he keeps his head up, because of his beak. He's very beak conscious. So, finally, we arrive.
I guess that makes more sense why he lives in the forest.
Exactly, on his perch.
Perched halfway up a tree.
He's an actual robin.
I think we've hit on something here. So, it's kind of like Avengers. It's like Avengers Assemble, but for like mythical legends. So, it's like a Bad Boys Inc. kind
Again,
of.
Again, you keep
so
using
like,
this phrase, mythical
like,
legends.
There's like Joan of Arc.
Oh my God, what are you talking about?
Not mythical.
No, so it's like...
Are you talking about historical figures?
Tom, what is going on?
Have you got...
You get like Dick Turpin's
you're
there.
Just,
Joan of Arc.
You've not been on the same
Robin
path.
Hood.
All...
Bluebeard. You kind of go like, they're all like the rogues. You call it Rogues Gallery.
Okay.
Although your reaction tells me we're going to need a better title.
Well, I mean, it's better than Mythical Legends.
It's the Rogues Gallery. Why is Joan of Arc a rogue?
Because she is...
devoutly Christian.
Well, look, I've cast Scarlett Johansson as Joan of Arc, so you're going to have to work around this problem, okay, guys? You've got to write Joan of Arc in there now. It's a done deal.
Joan of Arc, Scarlett Johansson has already signed up to a movie called Rogues. Rogues Gallery. Yeah. It's called Rogues Gallery.
Yeah.
Rogues Gallery should be your movie about like an art heist. Rogues Gallery. If you see Scarlett Johansson is Joan of Arc, you know, because you know, have in this they would do individual posters for every character, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. It's
so
a
they would have
universe.
A big poster with Scarlett Johansson.
We're building a cinematic universe.
Say that again, sorry. We're building a cinematic universe. Exactly, yes. So she'd have a big poster. She'd be done up in her whatever her garb would be.
Joan of Arc.
A sort of peasant shift.
I've got a great one.
Scarlett Johansson is Joan of Arc. Go on, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson is King Herod. Oh, ho, ho, ho!
What's
I don't
King
mind
Herod
it.
What's Herod doing in there? What? Is going that's, on?
Oh, why has King Herod got involved?
This is a man who's on his way to the cinema to find out. Clarky's just passed a sign going, Joan of Arc and King Herod together at last? How? buy a ticket and find out. Dick Turpin's there.
I'm not buying a ticket to this.
Played by
so you've got Scarlett Johansson, who famously loves our Lord, and you've got King Herod, who tried to kill our Lord.
Hello.
Why are they on a team together? What's their chat on the tour bus?
There's a bit of frisson. Write it up, Crosby. Go away and write it up. What's Dick Turpin going to say to Bluebeard?
I'm going to do half of that.
They're going to argue what you're doing. Just write it up. No, okay.
I'm going to stay here and write it up, yeah. I am
warming up to this. Is that what you were about to say?
I'm predicting that my Zoom's going to cut out in a bit.
Oh,
it might be like
the rest of the week.
Yeah, might be a few hours at least.
Robin Hood's there. Dick Turpin's up in it. Joan of Arc is fashioning her group. Herod is a interesting one. Do you see what's happening here? It's like a mythical rogues gallery from history.
Who was in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Not the sketch team, but the... Because wasn't there a bunch of historical figures who formed together to sort of make a sort of superhero team?
Dorian Gray's in there.
Is Sherlock Holmes in it?
Has someone beaten me to this?
Jekyll and Hyde and Dorian Gray, I think, are both in it.
Jekyll and Hyde, Dorian Gray. Oh, so they're sort of Victorian... Yeah. Sort of Victorian era... Again, fictional figures. But what Parry's doing is a lot less focused and smart, I would say. And that's what a lot of big budget films are about these days. You don't need them to, you know, they can be a bit more scattergun. I could definitely see this being a 4-hour epic.
Yeah, although as well, Extraordinary Gentlemen was a massive flop, so maybe Parry's onto something. It was a flop.
Whereas Rogue's Gallery...
Focused. Rose Gallery is going to be all over the bloody shop.
Exactly.
What if I told you that Colin Farrell's just signed up to be Dick Turpin?
Great.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
That's breakfast, lunch and dinner, mate.
Oh, man.
Who's your pirate, though? Because presumably you've got to have a pirate in here. Because...
I'm really finding it hard to enthuse the writing room. There's a lot of negativity coming out of the writing room.
Well, it's because you keep signing people up for figures. Like, I mean, surely shouldn't the writing room have some element of collaboration rather than you going, right, we've got Scarlett Johansson, we've got Samuel Jackson, we've got Colin Farrell, they are playing Joan of Arc, King Herod and Dick Turpin. Go and write a scene where they all get along. Off your pop.
What do you think I'm paying you for? I'd love to run a writing room.
There's a reason you don't.
It's at Pappy's Tweet if you fancy tweeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, are you going to have a pirate in your merry band of rogues gallery?
Has to be. And who's the best?
Who's your pirate? Who's your go-to pirate? No, I'm asking you the question first of all. Who's the pirate? Because you've not got any to choose from, so you've only got one. So come on, tell us, who's the pirate that's going to be in your rogues gallery?
I think I like the idea of Captain Kidd.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Captain Kidd hasn't had his day in the sun.
It's like a pirate origin story of how they've got all the how they've accrued all the pirate accoutrement.
Cinematically, Kidd hasn't had his day out, has he really? So It's there for the taking.
I don't know the story of Captain Kidd. What's his story?
He was a pirate.
Oh, okay. Now I know the story.
He was the pirate.
It actually sounds like there's a reason. There's a reason it has to be committed to celluloid. Yeah, I think you're right. Captain Kidd was a pirate. Could you get an actual pirate to play him?
Well, and now we come back to where we started. What are you asking us to get a modern pirate to play him?
John from Swindon. Yeah.
Well, no, then you're looking at Captain Phillips, aren't you? You're looking at... That's what you're looking at there.
It's Captain Kidd meets Captain Phillips.
Philip the Kid. I've heard worse titles.
Yeah, Rogue's Gallery. We're now making a movie called Philip the Kid, which to me sounds a bit like a sort of Prince Philip origin story movie.
Oh, God. The Crown. We're remaking The Crown.
We're remaking The Crown, except that all of the characters are mythical legends.
Have you guys watched The Crown?
You know, mythical legends like Henry VIII.
Have you guys watched The Crown?
No.
I've not watched The Crown, no. I've heard it's very, very good.
I'm constantly having conversations with people where... I always pretend I'm going to watch it. I don't know why I do that.
I think it's to stop people, convincing you.
It's when I feel my most kind of middle class and middle aged is when I'm discussing The Crown with people. It happens quite a lot in social situations these days. And it's like, you simply must. And I always go, oh yeah, I can't wait actually. It's my social lie is that I'm going to watch The Crown. I'm never going to watch The Crown.
My social lie is that I'm going to watch any show that people recommend to me. You know, I'm not in a bad way. It's just that I just don't... I can't think of many shows that people have recommended. I go, yeah. Especially if it's like The Crown as well. I mean, how many episodes is it? It's going to be, you know... It's going to be 30 episodes at least, isn't it?
Yeah. I like that as the first response. You've got to watch The Crown. How many episodes is it?
And how long are the episodes?
It is good. I think that's a decent response. Because I'm not doing more than one a night. I don't have that kind of lifestyle anymore. So we're talking about... If it's 30 episodes, that is a month of evenings. And I'm not doing it every single night. I'm not going to plough through it. So we're talking about this. This could be a 2, 3, 4 month commitment.
It's a season
to watch a show.
It's literally the season.
What I want to say to those people, Tom, and I know I feel that pain. I understand it. I want to go. Who are you?
Yeah. What's...
Why are you telling me what to do? Why are you policing me?
What's it to you?
You know what I do then? I tear my mask off and I chop it up with a pair of scissors. That's what I do. Yeah, chop it up. Yeah. Oh
my. I take my crown off and chop it up with a pair of scissors.
Imagine if you always wore a crown, but refused to watch. That was your thing.
Oh, that.
Don't need to watch it, mate. Got one right here.
I just can't see it. I can't see myself ever being the guy who's watched The Crown. You know, when people say, do people say, if I ever get taken over by a cyborg?
No one ever says that. You're fine.
I said that twice this week.
No, go on. Sorry. What, do people ever say, if I ever get taken over by a cyborg?
Or if I'm ever in duress, right? Hang on, here we go. If anyone ever breaks into my house and holds me at gunpoint, and then I'm like, I'm allowed one phone call, and I need to give a clue that I'm in distress, I'll say to you,
I'll watch The Crown. What's going on?
Like, my wife and I have got this code where we'll only call each other babe if we're in a social situation that we want to get out of. Say you're in a bar and you're starting to talk to someone and one of you's thinking, ugh, then you go
they just recommended The Crown.
Yeah. Then it'd be I'd call her babe, and then that's a sign to say, let's get out of this. Let's go.
Oh,
or let's leave.
It's a great code.
So it's just at any point you just go say, for example, you'd be like, you're right, babe, or can I get you a drink, babe? And we never ever call each other babe unless we're in a social situation where something isn't how we like it. Let's go.
That's weird. Are you sure? Because I like that's weird you say that because every time I'm around you, you call her babe.
The same thing.
I think you call her. No, I think you might have got the code wrong. Because literally guys, every time I'm like, all right, guys,
hang on, someone's just calling me.
Sorry, what's that, babe? Yeah, okay.
Sorry, she's just calling upstairs.
I do like the idea of that though, Parry. That's a good thing to have a code to get out of jail free. It's great.
Yeah. It's a bit like, you know, when you get flashed at the end of a stand-up set by a light, not by an audience member.
Hell of a show.
This is going really well.
Well, you're often asking for tops off, aren't you? So.
Yeah, exactly right. So that is my equivalent of babe for you guys, is if I ever say, oh my God, did you see that episode of The Crown? Or, oh, I'm really enjoying The Crown.
Harry's in distress.
Can I just pick apart, sorry, the scenario that we're in at the moment? Now, you've put cyborgs to one side, the idea that you've got taken over by a cyborg. And I didn't know whether you meant like someone's turned you into a bit of a cyborg so they can control you, or a cyborg has shown up in your house and is keeping you hostage. But of course, Crosby, you can't fight him because he's a cyborg.
Can I just say, finally, you're in the writer's room for Rogue Gallery. This is the kind of chat we need in the Rogue Gallery's writing.
Guys, I'm
so scared. Who are the enemies of the rogues?
Where I've run a logic comb over all the nonsense you're talking.
I feel like the producers are going to...
I've always done that.
I feel like the producers are going to come in 5 minutes and we're going to be in real trouble when we say what we've done for the day.
Yeah. Oh, it turns out the guy running the writer's room isn't paying us. So now the scenario is you're in your house, someone comes in, they have a gun, okay? They take you hostage, but they allow you one phone call. Not yeah. normally what they do in a hostage situation. They allow you one phone call.
It's an ex-policeman.
Right.
It's a renegade ex-policeman.
Die hard with him.
Yes. It's a bad ex-policeman and old habits die hard. He still reads me his rights. He still gives me a phone call.
Has he amended the rights in any way?
Yeah.
He still reached the Miranda rights.
He puts not at the end of it.
So what, you have the right to remain silent? Not. Okay, I'll just keep talking then.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, great. He's not thought it through.
Anything you do say may be taken down and used as evidence against you. Not. Well, okay. All right. Well, just keep talking, right? That's... None of this really puts me in a bad situation at all.
There's a reason he's an ex-policeman. He's got no fundamental grasp of words.
Sounds like a podcaster.
So anyway, he's then said you can have one phone call. Surely he's expecting you to call. You know, if he's letting you have one phone call, he's expecting you to call and not have to use code and go, look, I'm in trouble, I'm being held hostage, you know, call the police, but this time the good police.
I've got a better idea.
Does he make you make the phone call, but you have to say not at the end of it? Is that what it is?
I'm absolutely fine. I've not
Crosby, I've watched an episode of The Crown. I'm being held hostage. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Otherwise, I would have been on the first train to Exeter.
Yeah,
I'm getting the train for some reason. I don't know why I'm going train.
It's because the highways aren't safe. The highways aren't safe, mate. Not with the rogues gathering
overrun
around.
By Farrell.
So, yeah, or the better situation is you're coming to my door. You're like, hey, Parry, I've just made some cakes. Do you want one? And he's like, open the door, but tell him everything's fine. And he's behind the door with a gun. And I'm like, oh, hey, Crosby, thanks for the cakes. I was just watching an episode of The Crown. Bye. No. And you'll be like, you'll go home and phone the army.
The army?
Can't trust the police.
The number for the army, right?
What is the number?
I think it's 1,000. It's one above.
One more than the police.
One above the police.
Love it.
The correct response.
Okay. Well, I feel like we've now got like a safety code that I think makes us closer as friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's good. It's good to know. Like, are you happy giving out your? Are you happy giving out your code, your relationship code on the podcast? Because what if, you know, what if somebody sees you now?
Well, here's the,
you know, in a social situation, wants to chat to you, and then hears you drop a B.
Yeah, that just occurred to me because my wife does listen to this podcast. She'll be quite annoyed that I've given the code away. But on the flip side of that, I don't think any of our real friends listen to our podcast.
No, that's true. No.
Yeah, I think listener dear is a different... I'm just going to say, listener dear is a different kind of friend, arguably a better friend than a real life friend. But then it's very rare I'm hanging out with listener dears. Unless I'm in their ear canal.
But aren't you doing this? And also as well, you know, you've just had a kid. You're not hanging out with anyone.
No, exactly. You know.
You've got a year of not really seeing anybody.
Oh, sweet, sweet year ahead.
Sweet, sweet year.
That sweet, sweet year of bunkering down.
That is the subtitle to Rogue's Gallery. Rogue's Gallery 1, sweet, sweet year ahead.
And then Rogue's Gallery, I had already got in my head Rogue's Gallery 3. It's a franchise, right?
Oh, Rogue's Gallery 3.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like the way that the Fast and the Furious didn't just do 1 to 7. They just gave it a different twist on the...
Yeah, and Fast and Furious is going to be our model for this. And I honestly think it stands a good chance in this day and age. I think Rogue's Gallery is a crippling indictment of today's modern commissioning in the film world. I think it stands a really good chance.
Wait, that's how you're going to sell it? You're going to show up to a pitch meeting and go, this is normally the kind of shit you guys like. Here we go. It should be a passion project, Parry. It should be a real labour of love for you.
I'd do that, but I'd be dressed as, you know, fucking Dick Napoleon, Turner. Yeah, or someone, you know, one of the rogues. And turn up in character.
Can we just get our rogues nailed down? Because at the moment there's three of them.
Well, we've just
and I don't
just
know
had
if
Napoleon
that's
as well.
Quite enough. Well, so Napoleon's in it. We've got Joan of Arc. We've got Herod. We've got Dick Turpin. We've got maybe a pirate.
The pirate, Captain Kidd.
The pirate. We've got Napoleon.
Yes.
Who are your other rogues?
Fleabag.
Fleabag?
Bringing a modern twist.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge is going to be in...
Boadicea, right?
Okay, yeah.
Lady Godiva.
Right, okay. Can I ask, are you Googling this?
No.
You on the Rogue Gallery website?
What was Boadicea's? What was her thing? What made her a rogue?
Is Queen Boadicea the woman on the Brit Awards?
Oh,
is Boadicea and Britannia the same kind of deal?
Oh, I don't know. She's got like a helmet on and she's got a spear in her hand. Is Queen? I mean, that's Emma. Can you look that up? Also, is it Boadicea or is it Boudica?
This is going to crop up in the script.
Oh, is it?
There's going to be a classic bit of misunderstanding.
But we won't know because we don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Turpin's calling her Boadicea. Kid's calling her Boudica.
And she just won't give a definitive answer.
She's coy.
Everybody loves a coy rogue. That's what you're after.
Everybody loves a coy rogue.
Everyone loves a coy rogue. All I know about Lady Godiva is that she rode a horse in the nude. Is that what makes her the rogue?
I don't know enough about Lady Godiva. And I think that's...
Yeah. I mean, you don't know a huge amount about any of these characters so far, I'll say, Tom.
I think that's a good reason why Godiva should be in there, because she's a name on everyone's lips, but no one really knows what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, Yeah, Lady Godiva. Everyone knows the image of Lady Godiva. Nude lady with the hair hanging down over the chest on the back of a horse. And everyone knows that.
Yeah, and her attitude is, one time, I went out one time, and that's all people know about me. There's more to me than nudity. Do you know what I mean? She's like...
Was she a rapper?
You know, that sounded quite... Like, she's fresh. You know what I mean? She's... If Boudicca's...
Like a rapper.
If Boudicca's coy, Turpin's affected. You've got to give...
Okay.
Everyone's got to have a thing, haven't they? We haven't cast Turpin yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. It's Colin Farrell.
Oh, right. Sorry. That's a shame.
I mean, it's a... I mean, you're reversing out of this idea.
No, we're in it. By hook or by crook.
Yeah.
By hook or by crook. I think Rogues Gallery might save the cinema franchise. Like, look, it's big. You've got to see it on the big screen.
Whoa.
You've got to see it on the big screen. Do you know what I mean? I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's a cinematic event. Yeah. It's what cinema needs, man.
Are you thinking, can I ask the key question is, are you going to be doing it in three dimensions? So when Dick Turpin leaps out in front of the carriage, is it going to be almost as if he's leaping out in front of you? Four dimensions.
It's going to be in four dimensions. Smell the rogues.
What's the fourth dimension?
Smell the rogues.
Wake up and smell the rogues.
Also, it's going to be like that... It's going to be like that Shrek experience where every now and then Dick Turpin's going to sneeze and it's going to squirt some water out the back of the seat.
I've signed a sponsorship deal with Lynx. We're going to be a Lynx fragrance. Rogue.
I mean, yeah.
Lynx Rogue. And it's going to smell like a highwayman.
Yes.
Is that a thing that people want? Do people want to smell like somebody who lives at the side of the road? It's not one of the most popular flavours when it comes to underarm deodorants. Smell like somebody who sleeps under his own cape.
Is that why highwaymen didn't live on the side of the road, did they?
Well, he spent a lot of time at the side of the road. If you're not at the side of the road, you know, if you're a highwayman in the middle of a field, you're a highwayman not doing your job properly.
You're a scarecrow.
Is the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz going to be one of the rogues?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well... I've got to say, guys, it's been great being in this writer's room. I've had a really wonderful time. But
guys, you're fired, I'm afraid.
No. You can't fire me as I'm halfway out the door. You can't fire me. And also, you can't fire me because you're not going to believe this. I'm the ultimate rogue.
What?
Yes, I've been in this writer's room the whole time. As a naysayer, picking apart the ideas, I've made your pitch stronger just by being the devil's advocate. That's right, it's me, the devil.
Whoa.
The ultimate rogue. You know they say the devil's in the details? Good evening.
Welcome to Rogues Gallery 4.
I've been here all along.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to the meeting?
House meeting.
Is this rapidly becoming a podcast where we just pitch brilliant ideas?
Yeah, it's
definitely a strand, isn't it?
I mean, there's...
Yeah, definitely.
House meeting was originally going to be us sort of setting the world to rights, but increasingly it's proving that what we should be doing is getting ourselves in a room. You know, Parry, you're more than welcome to run the writer's room of three. Getting ourselves in a room and coming up with some treatments that are going to make us... our millions. We need to get to Hollywood, basically. We've got to get ourselves out there.
Listener dear, are you an international film producer? If you are, then get in touch. Rogues Gallery is on the table.
We're happy to make Rogues Gallery for you guys. And we're not tied to the casting. I know Parry, very disappointed that Colin Farrell got the Dick Turpin role. Who are you thinking of instead if it wasn't going to be him?
Well, since we finished that episode, I have to tell you that we have had news back from Farrell's representative, and he's passed.
Oh,
onto... he's dead.
He's dead.
Oh my god. He loved the script so much he keeled over and died. This is unbelievable.
Quite the opposite. He hated the script so much he faked his own death.
He's done a canoe man.
He's done a canoe man. Farrell's canoed his way to Australia.
So. Well, Godspeed.
Now that's a film I'd watch.
Absolutely. So, obviously, leave us a review on iTunes. Get on our Twitter, at Pappy's Tweet, at Pappy's Comedy for our Instagram as well. A few people have only just discovered the Instagram. Loads of good stuff over there. Always fun to check it out. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. And I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? Oh, we're on Facebook as well.
That's pretty much it today.
That's all there is.
Today's episode was produced by the ultimate rogue, Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.